It sure is good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Thank the Lord for being here, and thank the Lord for everyone that's here, and especially thank the Lord for each of our visitors that are here. And I trust that everyone's had a wonderful and blessed Christmas. We have, and I thank the Lord for that. It's just so good to be in the Lord's house tonight on this Christmas day. And there's a scripture that came on my heart. It's in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. And you Bible readers will realize this was about 700 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem. But listen to what the prophet Isaiah says. Again, Isaiah 9 and 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. We know who that's talking about. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And so thank God this was real 700 years before Jesus was born. It was real before Adam took a breath in the garden. So we'd like to ask everybody to stand for just a minute, and we'll have a word of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for your gift to humanity. Thank you for gift to all of us. And God, thank you for your gift to me. God, thank you that you gave your only begotten Son, that when we trust him by faith, that we could be born again and have eternal life. God, we praise you for letting us be here this Christmas evening. We thank you for each one that's come this way, God. We just thank you for what we feel and the fellowship that we've already had and just the joy of being here. It's just so wonderful. God, I praise you, and I thank you, and we ask you, Lord, please help us to worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. We ask it and praise you in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated, and we turn over to the choir.
Page 281.
Oh,
to be like one of us. He was born, how Jesus came, and he was like one of us. He lived a perfect life, though. He didn't make any mistakes, but he bore the cross for us. And a fountain of blood and water came out when they poked his side. And I'm so thankful that I have access to that. I'm thankful that he became like me so that I could become like him.
Yeah, buddy.
Say this is a pretty rough draw Christmas Day. Gary was talking last week about wanting to trade with somebody. I said, I'll trade with you, you know, but it's good to be here this evening. I'd like to tell everybody Merry Christmas. What a wonderful day to be in the Lord's house. I can't think of any better place to be. When we went to Lafayette, we'd have Christmas morning services, and they were just wonderful. And, you know, I know some people can come and can't come, but it was a joy just to be able to get out. I consider the church as much family as my own family, and it's good to be able to get together. And like I said, there's no better place to be on Christmas Day than in the Lord's house. I desire everyone's prayers. I don't know which way the Lord had me go. I got a couple of thoughts here, but I want them to be here, you know. So we like to welcome all of our visitors and just make yourself at home. I say visitors. I don't guess they're really visitors. I only see a couple, but they ain't visitors. So. But we'll ask everybody to stand. We'll take prayer requests. Does anybody have an unspoken prayer request? Let's remember all those. Any spoken request? Anyone else have a prayer request? So remember the service tonight. Remember those that have a song or testimony or whatever God gives them, the preacher. Be a wonderful day for somebody to get saved. I couldn't think of a better time than right now, you know. If anybody... Anybody else has anything upon their heart, any prayer requests?
We have our Christmas opening today with the Brock family, and this is kind of a natural thing, but it touched my heart real deep when I thought about it spiritually. There was a gift that was given to Hazel, and she opened it, and it belonged to Blaine. But God never gives us the wrong gift.
Amen.
God gives us our gift, it's ours. Mm-hmm. It's not yours, it's mine. It's ours. And I'm thankful that God placed that gift in my heart.
Yeah. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else have a prayer request? I try not to get in a hurry up here. I don't want to run past the Lord. So, no one else has anything. Well, Brother Kyle, I'll lead us in prayer.
Realize they need you more than anything in the world. Yes. die in that condition in hell, they'll rise. But I pray this evening, give them another opportunity to make their hearts and help them to realize they need you more than anything. Whatever's accomplished, we'll thank you for it. We ask it in Jesus' loving name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ask if anybody's got a song or testimony upon the heart. Every week we have a few Christmas traditions at the house on Christmas Eve, and one of the most special ones is we sit down and read the birth of Jesus story, and we do that. I don't know how long we've been doing it. As long as I can remember being in church and having kids, I guess. So it's been a long time. But the story never gets old. I'm thankful for it. He drew my. I better go to it so I get it right. But it was. He drew my thoughts to this, to the 11th, well, second chapter of St. Luke, the 11th verse. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Yeah. And it just drew me to that, our Savior, you know, and then Christ, you know, that's Messiah, you know, and I mean, he was the one that was foretold about, and that goes right along with the verses that you read. Terry, and opening up with talking about him being, you know, to us a son is given, and wonderful counselor, and all those words and descriptions of him, and all those words don't even do justice to what he is. I'm so thankful for what the Lord's done for me. I'm thankful he is my Savior. He is my deliverer. He came and he paved the way when I couldn't ever do it. I couldn't ever live up to it, but he did it for me, and I'm so thankful for that. Little baby, and he's the Savior, and it's just, that's been all my thoughts. That the verses that you read earlier, I was reading them earlier, you know, it's just such a blessing. I can't even put into words how good the Lord is to us and what he did for us, and I'm just thankful this evening. Anybody else have anything upon their heart? Let's pray for Dale.
While Steve was testifying, I was thinking about something that I hadn't thought about. You know, the three wise men, they followed that star. In my life, and I don't know if this helps anybody, I just feel like saying this. The wisest thing I ever did in my life was follow a bright light to where Jesus was. Mm-hmm. I look at that star like it's the grand old mother church, Terry. It was like it just guided them right on. And that's what the Grand Old Mother Church was for me. She was a bright and shining light that you can't put her out.
I've not always been faithful, but he has. I've not always been graceful, but he has. I've not always been true, but he's always come through when he has. Yes, he has. I tell him I'm not strong, and he says I am. Say I can't go on, he says I can. Though I'm not the better one, I've not always overcome, but he has, yes, he has. He has been the greatest friend this world has ever known. He has paid the debt on Calvary all alone.
And
he has given me a melody. See what ahead, but he has. Oh, and I can't conquer death, but he has. And when I'm tempted with sin and I fail the test again, he passed. Yes, he passed. And the greatest friend this world has ever known. He has paid the debt on Calvary all alone. He has given me a melody.
Taking a trip over there. where heartaches and sorrows, there'll not be a care. There'll be no more sickness, nor pain, nor death. And when the angels step back, then we'll sing our song. Then we'll sing our song. While the ages roll on, we'll be with Jesus around the great throne. We'll sing hallelujah, and I've been redeemed. And when the angels step back, oh, that's when we'll sing. This is my favorite part. Well, early one morning, just when we arise, we'll see Jesus way up in the skies. He'll call to his children no more to roam. And when the angels step back, then we'll sing our song. Then we'll sing our song while the ages rolls on. We'll be with Jesus around the great throne. We'll sing hallelujah, and I've been redeemed. And when the angels step back, oh, that's when we'll sing. I mentioned the other day about Joyce Mason and Judy and Enos and all the ones. It just seems like as life goes on, the Lord, not the world, not nothing, the Lord just brings them folks to my mind, my Papa Winfield, all the ones. It's not a sad thing. It's just tears flows with joy because we're going to a land, and I'm so happy about it.
There's a day just out in front of us, I know will surely come. The eastern sky will open wide, revealing God's dear Son. And I know from here to heaven is but a twinkling of an eye. But in the midst of His glory, we'll hear the sweetest cry. Welcome home, I knew you'd come. Welcome home, you're here for good. Look around, was it worth?
My brother, my sisters, everywhere you look are friends. Oh, the greetings will be precious with those we've loved so dear, but no mortal man will ever hear the likes of when we hear.
Welcome home, I knew you'd come. Welcome home, you're here for good. Look around, was it worth the wait? Step through the gate.
On that great and final morning, when we gather round God's throne, yes, we'll be in that number when we all get home. And there we'll be singing, glory, glory to the Lamb. Our Savior will be shouting, welcome home, child, welcome home.
Welcome home, I knew you'd come. Welcome home. Look around, was it worth the wait? Welcome home, step through the gate. Welcome home, I knew you'd come. Welcome home, you're here for. Look around, was it worth the wait? Welcome home, step through the gate.
Welcome home, I knew you'd come. Welcome home, my child, well done. Welcome
home. Appreciate those good songs. The first song, I'm glad the Lord's never failed me. He's never left me behind or by myself or out on my own. He's always been right there with me. Last night, after we read the story of Jesus, this was something new that we did last night that we didn't normally do, but we went around and we talked about what we were most thankful for, except we couldn't say Jesus. We couldn't say. And I cheated at the end. I was the last one. I said, I'm thankful for God. But it was just wonderful the way that God's blessed us in our life. And I know a lot of people with Christmas, their focus is on presents and what they can get and, you know, how much they can receive. I've received it all when I was a 16-year-old boy. And my family's received it all. And we receive it all daily. The Lord's with us, and He cares for us, and He takes personal care of us, you know, and he's not an absent God where He just lets you go and, you know, I guess a bad dog owner would just take and turn their dog out and let it run. God's not like that. He watches over us and He cares for us. He loves us and He cherishes us. He wants us to desire Him and He desires us. And I'm just so thankful for my Savior. One of these days, we'll get to hear that welcome home. I hope it's a long ways off for me and my family. I love the Lord. I love living for Him. It's just good to know that I'm saved, that my family's saved, my loved ones are saved. We still got work to do. There's still people that need to be saved, and we just can't sit back and say, well, all my people are saved, I'm done. But it's certainly good to know the Lord and how good he's been to us. But as the family went around and all the blessings that they talked about and the things that God brought us through throughout the year, I can definitely say he's always had his hand on us right through it all. But because that's a lot of talking. But does anybody else have a song or testimony upon their heart? I appreciate the good spirit that's here tonight. I believe somebody truly gets saved if they just humble their heart and search for the Lord. But, we'll turn it over to our pastor.
Thank the Lord for being here. I'm telling you what, we've had a good meeting already. Right from the very first choir and opening up, a special singing, it's all just been dandy. I'm glad I'm here and I'm glad I'm saved. And I'm, like so many's already said, I'm glad to know the real meaning of Christmas. I'll ask again, just in case anybody else got a song or a testimony on your heart, we'll see if somebody feels like preaching here a little bit. Let's pray for them while they come.
I've been fighting with this all service. I know there's already been some good singing. The Lord put this song on my heart this morning, and it's not a Christmas song, but it's a good one. I'm going through some health issues right now, and I wasn't going to talk about it. I wasn't going to ask for prayer because it's just something I wanted to keep close to me and my family until we knew what was going on. But while they were singing those songs, it was homecoming songs, and God just told me to ask for prayer. I have some testing coming up. I have a big one on the 3rd or the 9th. So if you guys could remember me in prayer, I would really appreciate that. And remember us while we try and sing this song. No matter what happens to this flesh, no matter what happens to me, I'm still blessed through it all. No matter what has happened in my life, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, I am still blessed, and I will be through anything, and I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful that I was saved when I was a little girl, and I've never lost it, and I never can. And I'm so thankful for my salvation, and I'm thankful for what I can feel.
For my family.
heart's grown homesick. How I long just to be with him. So in the morning, if you find me with my eyes closed in death, oh, what victory, oh, what glory, I'm still blessed. And there is never a day he doesn't give me what
I like that. I'm glad I'm still blessed. No matter what happens, still blessed. All right, anybody else? Levi, you got anything on your heart? Amen. Yeah.
God, he gave me the greatest gift I could ever ask for.
Yeah.
And I didn't deserve it.
Me neither, but amen.
And he gave it to me anyhow.
Amen. Yeah.
Just an old wretched sinner boy. He gave it just for me.
Amen.
I'm thankful to be here. I'm
amen.
Thankful for what I felt.
Amen. Appreciate that. Exactly right. Amen. All right. Anybody else got anything on your heart? Good to be here. Glad to feel the Lord. Nobody else got anything? Time to come to a close. I want to ask you a prayer request for something. Thelma Dozier died. And they called me and want me to preach her funeral, and they'd like to have her funeral here at the church house Monday at 10:30. You want to have viewing from 9 o'clock till 10:30 Monday. And then the viewing will be Sunday evening. That's Seifert is going to be taking care of it. Seifert's out on cable, Seifert's funeral home. And so they'll have viewing from 4 till 8 Sunday evening. And again, they'll have viewing from 9 till 10:30 Monday and have her funeral here. So really, really pray for that service. And if you get a chance to come, that'd be great. And pray especially. Appreciate that. We'll try to remind folks a little closer to the time about it. And so anything else before we come to close? If not, we'll ask everybody seated to stand. I'll ask Brother Billy Ray to pray a prayer.
What a great opportunity they have, Father, when we meet here in your spirit.
sight of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God, go with us and let to our places of abode. Watch over us and care for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.